We're now in chapter 5 of the book of James. In verses 1 through 6, James deals with the judgment on the ungodly rich, those who have obtained wealth through ungodly measures. I believe that the Holy Spirit intends that these words have a much wider influence, an influence beyond the thoughts of James when he was moved by the Holy Spirit to write them. I'll read verses 1 through 6. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moss-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were a fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborer, which you kept back by fraud, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on earth, and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the days of slaughter. Take notice that neither here nor elsewhere in the New Testament are the rich denounced simply because they are rich. Rather, God warns against the temptations to which the wealthy are especially prone. It is not all rich men to whom James speaks, but only the kind that he described, the ungodly. It is the rich men who are apt to say to themselves, eat, drink, and be merry. But God says, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. When I read these, I think of Ezekiel 28:5. By your great wisdom and by your traffic have you increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. And then I hear my blessed Lord and Savior say in Mark chapter 4 and verse 19, he was speaking about those who had received the word. And he said, there are those who receive the word with great joy, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The psalmist said, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Proverbs tells us, he that trusts in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Paul told Timothy to charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. And then I hear the preacher in Proverbs 22:1 tell us, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. In verses 2 and 3, James points to the evil of riches that are selfishly hoarded rather than spent for purposes that God can approve. The judgment spoken of in this section has not yet arrived at the time of James's writing, but it is so certain that James speaks with a prophetic note. The literal meaning of the Greek is that those miseries are already in the process of coming upon them. The riches refers to the agricultural wealth, such as grain, wine, or oil, which was stored but also subject to spoilage. Expensive garments and coins was one of the chief forms of wealth. The fabrics were naturally subject to destruction by moth. The gold and silver would not actually rust, but they would be tarnished, which gives a clear evidence of hoarding. These results of hoarded wealth are testimony against the owners. James sees this decay of the money as extended to the owners, like some infectious agent that will destroy both metal and men. The rust has begun its cankerous work in the bodies of the self-centered rich. Its infections burns their flesh as if it were fire. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.